The response of the people of Palestine to the menace of Zionism has passed through five stages. 1. At the outset, when Zionists were coming in relatively small numbers and emphasizing the religious or humanitarian motives of their enterprise, while concealing the political, ideological, and colonial racist character of their movement, the Arabs of Palestine believed the immigrants to be quote-unquote pilgrims, animated by religious longing for the Holy Land, or else quote-unquote refugees, fleeing persecution in Eastern Europe and seeking safety in Palestine. Palestinian Arabs therefore accorded the immigrants a hospitable welcome. Even Herzl noted the quote-unquote friendly attitude of the population to the first wave of Zionist colonists. 2. When, after the inauguration of the new Zionist movement in 1897, the second wave of Zionist colonization began to roll onto the shores of Palestine, from 1907/1908 onward, Arab friendliness began to give way to suspicion and resentment. The methodical ouster of Arab farmers, laborers, and watchmen from the new Zionist colonies, and the systematic boycott of Arab produce, aroused Arab anger. But the larger political nationalist dimensions of the Zionist program remained concealed from Arab sight. It was the immediate impact of the Zionist presence upon the Arabs, directly affected by the Zionists' race exclusivist and race supremacist practices, that was causing Arab wrath. Inasmuch as Zionist colonization was still of modest proportions, however, the hostility it provoked remained more or less local. 3. The alliance of British imperialism and Zionist colonialism, concretely expressed in the Balfour Declaration of 2 November 1917 and the British capture of Jerusalem on 9 December 1917, at last opened Arab eyes to the true significance of what was happening, and brought home the realization that nothing less than dislodgement was in store for the Arabs if Zionism was to be permitted to have its way. Palestinian masses instinctively recognized the events of the day as an occurrence of dire portent, and for 30 years thereafter, Palestine was to be the scene of persistent and tireless Arab resistance to the Anglo-Zionist partnership. The period from 1917 to 1948 was the period of Arab resistance par excellence. The disquiet which followed the publication of the Balfour Declaration was momentarily calmed, however, by British assurances made during 1918. An official declaration by the British government, issued on 16 June 1918, assured the Arabs that as far as the territories occupied by the Allied armies were concerned, quote, the future government of those territories should be based on the principle of the consent of the governed. This policy will always be that of His Majesty's government, unquote. And only 4 days before the armistice, a widely publicized joint Anglo-French declaration, issued on 7 November 1918, notified the Arabs of Syria, Iraq, and Palestine that it was the intention of the two allies, quote, to further and assist in the setting up of indigenous governments, unquote, and, quote, to recognize them as soon as they are actually set up, unquote. These declarations, though they soon proved to be insincere and dishonest, served in the meantime to allay the fears of the people of Palestine. As 1919 opened, all eyes were on Paris. The peace conference was hopefully expected to resolve the contradictions of Allied wartime promises and to inaugurate the long-awaited new era of world history, founded on the principle of national self-determination, of which President Wilson had made emphatic enunciation. But as those hopes dwindled and the influx of Zionist colonists, interrupted during the war, was resumed, Arab fears were revived, and so was Arab resistance to the twin dangers of protracted British occupation and expanded Zionist colonization. Palestinian Arab opposition to the Anglo-Zionist partnership was first expressed in 1919 in diplomatic representations and in collective declarations of the general will of the people. The American King Crane Commission was left in no doubt about the true feelings of the people of Palestine. On 29 August 1919, the commission reported that, quote, the non-Jewish population of Palestine, nearly nine-tenths of the whole, are emphatically against the entire Zionist program. There was no one thing upon which the population of Palestine was more agreed than upon this. Unquote. The finding